Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Tucker Polson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. We have a guest host today, Coach E. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you. Why are you always laughing? Like, something always funny.
No, me is always funny.
How?
Good.
All I did was say hello.
I'm a goofy person.
That goes without saying.
So, how was y'all week so far?
My week, we had a match Monday against Darlington, but other than that, not a whole lot. As
how it went?
Oh, we won.
Oh.
I don't remember the exact score, but we won. I mean, it was fairly close, but we got done what we needed to get done. Came out with the win.
That's good.
You know, I'm good at impressions, right?
Oh, Lord. Yes.
You know, I've been working on my impression of Tucker.
Of me?
Yes.
For what?
My impression of Tucker is, I play golf.
I do.
And then I play golf.
That's really it.
And like, then I play golf.
That's really it.
Oh, yeah, that is your 21st day.
That's really all I got going on.
Nah, it's good to see you passionate about it.
So. Honestly, that's all I got going on. What about your week, Demaya?
She worked, bagged some groceries.
Anyway, Coach, yeah, I actually seen you at my job.
Huh?
I seen you at my job, but I was
at Walmart.
Yes.
I be trying to go in there in the hood. I don't want nobody seeing me in Walmart. That is not the place to be.
It's not. But my week was a pretty good week.
Okay.
Now it's time for the Red Fox Week in Review.
On Monday, West Florence visited Kellytown Stadium for a girls' soccer match. Hartsville was able to find the back of the net first with a first-half goal by Sarah Preston Hall. West Florence found a goal of their own near the end of the first half to tie the match at the half. The second half was filled with more action as West Florence struck first to go up 2-1. Hartsville would not lay down as Chloe Jewell was scored to tie the match. It seemed the Knights had an answer for everything the Lady Foxes handed them. West would go ahead again 3-2, but Mia Blanford scored on a penalty kick with under 10 minutes remaining to tie the match. West Florence found the net one more time with under 5 minutes on the clock to hold on for the 4-3 victory. The loss for the Foxes put them at 2-2 in the region, nearing the halfway point.
In baseball, the Red Foxes went to Wilson Tuesday and came home with a 13-7 region win over the Tigers. A 7-run third inning was the difference maker for the Foxes. Wilson got on the board with 1 run in the first inning, but Hartsville scored 2 in the second and 7 in the third to give them enough for the win. The Foxes added 3 runs in the fifth inning and 1 more in the seventh. Cole Winburn got the win for the Foxes. Winburn got the start and pitched 3 2-innings, giving up 5 runs and striking out 7. Cole found himself in a little trouble in the fourth inning as he had loaded bases, giving up a couple runs before Hartsville went to the pen, and Dawson Lloyd came to finish the inning. Lloyd went three innings, giving up 2 runs while striking out 2. Andrew Askins finished the game for the Foxes, striking out the only batter he faced. At the plate, Dawson McKimmy led the Foxes with 3 hits. Grayson Weekly, Jackson Moore, Jay Nackison each had 2 hits on that night. McKendrick Douglas had a three-run RBI for Hartsville.
In boys soccer, the Red Foxes were not able to get anything on the board at West Florence Tuesday night as they lost 4-0. Hector
Gutierrez
had 13 saves and a goal for the Red Foxes.
On Tuesday, the boys and girls track and field team traveled to West Florence to compete against many local teams. Many of our athletes ran a limited schedule or didn't compete in the meet in order to better prepare for the upcoming Coaches Classic. However, the Red Foxes had many great performances, new personal records, and 5 first-place finishes. Boys 4x100,
mm-hmm.
Antoine Seegers in high jump, Darisha McAllister for shot put and disc, and Justin Canty in the 200.
We would like to introduce to the show Coach Humphrey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome, Coach.
Thank you for having me.
So we got a few questions. Where were you born?
I'm from Florence.
And guessing that's where you grew up.
Yeah, I grew up in Florence. Went to Florence schools. Went to Francis Marion for college. So I was a Florence native. Stayed over there most of my life.
Okay.
How did you get started with track?
Well, when I was in high school, I was a football player and weightlifter mostly, and had a lot of friends on the track team, and they convinced me to come out and got started out originally just throwing shot put and discus, and eventually, surprisingly, you didn't see many throwers do this, but worked over to the distance group and still do run a lot of distance today.
Oh, yes, I know. I see you running around Hartsville. Yeah. Trying to get me to run. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm. You did track in school? Well, like?
In college at Francis.
No, I didn't do it in college. I just did it in high school.
Oh. Who's your biggest inspiration?
Well, as far as, sports go, I had a lot of really good coaches in high school that really took the time to mentor us and, help us through things. I had a coach named Coach Ard in high school that was always somebody I looked up to, and a longtime South Florence coach, David Prince, was a football coach of mine. He still coaches, I believe, over in the Columbia area somewhere today. But and then Willie Sellers was my track coach. Those were all good guys that always looked up to, kept the I had a good rapport with them, and they looked out for me and helped me along, and just that was my big motivation then.
How did you, like, for most of us, we don't see ourselves coaching, because I'll tell you, when I was in high school, I didn't want nothing else to do with cheering.
Right.
Like, did you see yourself coaching?
Well,
before you actually got into it?
Well, yes and no. At times in my career, I have taken years off from coaching. And then other times I'll go, year round with cross country and track. But I did want to become a teacher. From my senior year, I was even in teacher cadets at in high school. Went to Francis.
Why?
Well, true story. I was the only guy in the class, and that was a bunch of the friends of mine were that were in there. I just decided to take, and I knew I wanted to do it. I had kind of knew that I was going to go that route, and did that class, and went to Francis Marion. And actually did a history degree, a German degree, and all the education classes at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
did not know that.
Yeah, I have a German degree, a history degree, and a secondary certification.
Okay, so I got a question for you. You got a German degree.
Yeah.
What does Farfignugen mean? Because I have no clue.
No, we're not going to get into
it. Okay, all right.
It's for another
episode. We can sit here
it's
all day.
It's for another episode? Okay.
Yeah,
it's for
another episode. That's a whole other episode.
No, that's like the limits of anything German.
Yeah, most people that are saying stuff are just making stuff up anyway.
Yeah, so that's just made up? Okay.
Yeah.
I was hoping I wasn't offending nobody by that.
No, and anytime anybody says say something in German, I just say the German word for something.
Okay. So. Well, that's fitting.
Yeah.
When you are not coaching, what do you like to do?
Well, Coach English said I do run a lot. He sees me around town all the time and waves at me from the car, from the air-conditioned car.
Oh, I do. And I'm not running.
During track season, I don't train as hard for myself. I don't have the time to put into it as much during track season. But I still try to spend a lot of time taking care of myself in that regard. I do like the outdoors. And there again, during the seasons, I don't get to spend as much time there as I want to. But as I've gotten older, things like, just running and outdoors, we're so busy around so many people for so long that, when I can get the time to just go be by myself, that's a good thing.
Sure. Who you tell?
Yeah. Mental health is a big part of that. So I don't even have to catch. If I go fishing, I don't even care if I catch anything. I'm just near the water and nobody else is around me. That's what matters.
All right. We're going to turn to your season now.
Okay.
Who are some returning players that you're looking forward to really excelling this year?
Well, we've had a lot of our returners really stand up and perform well. On the girls' side, Katie's Nutt's been around for a long time and done really well with distance work. She's ranked pretty high in the 1600 and a 3200. Reagan Reed is another one of our girls that's done really well so far, setting a lot of new personal records, very competitive in the 800. and Jaden Hilton has been around for a little while. Mm-hmm. Jaden and Katie have been a part of the program since I came here, and they do really, really well with their events. And Jaden's even taken on some new events this year. She's never really done field events before, mm-hmm. And she started on the high jump this year. We convinced her to do that, and she's become pretty competitive in that, scoring some points in the high jump. On the boys' side, we've got a lot of returners. Our boys' team is bigger. Some of the highlights of the returners are, of course, Justin Canty and Akeem Waters and Demarion Coe. They were state champions last year. They've come back and really helped lead the sprinter side of it. Ethan Hickey is really the leader on the distance side. He's a senior this year. He's been with me for the last four seasons, and he's stepped up, and he's scoring a lot of points. I don't want to leave anybody out. Derek Brown is also an experienced thrower. He's our leader in the throws right now in shot put and disc. And Jerick Asensio is one of our
leaders. All right now.
Yeah, yeah. He's our school record holder in the javelin. He's recently thrown it over 130 feet and become very competitive in that and the discus. He's actually, you don't usually see the discus and the shot put. Over the last few years, it's gotten to where it's not a big man's game anymore. Mm-hmm. A lot of your
finesse,
smaller. It's a lot more, just good personal fitness, good technique. The throws used to be all about the really big guys that but now it's not as much anymore. You've seen a lot of your elite athletes are, not the giants anymore in the throws. It's very, very changed a lot in that. So as returners, those guys are the ones that stand out the most.
Okay.
Who are some new faces you're looking forward to seeing this season? And, some newcomers that you have high expectations of?
Well, I think the one that has taken everybody's attention is Darisha McAllister. Darisha is a senior. She's never done track before. She's only done volleyball. And so she decided to come out this year, thanks to, I think, large part to some of the other kids convincing her to come out. And we knew right away from what she was showing us with her athleticism that she was going to be a standout. She has accumulated 30 points in multiple meets, which is meaning she's won three events in multiple meets. At Sumter and at Camden, she went a perfect 3-for-3 in both of those, winning the shot, the discus, and the javelin. Very highly ranked in all three. As far as our region standings and state standings too. I mean, she's not getting a lot of talk about it, but her javelin is actually the one she's the best at and the most competitive as far as the state standings right now. She's thrown that 108 feet, and that's another school record. We've only been able to throw the javelin for the last few seasons. It was outlawed in South Carolina for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, you can't throw it with a steel tip on it like you see in the Olympics and stuff like that. It has to have a rubber coating on the end of it, so to make it safer. And I believe it was the 2020 season, right before the COVID shutdowns, is when they announced that javelin was going to be allowed in high school again. And so we've been doing it, and Darisha has really excelled in all three. As far as some other newcomers, Chris Kelly. He was in my class last semester, and so I was able to talk with him about track and encourage him to come out. He's been a big part of our 4x4 group. He runs one of the legs for that, and they've done really well and won their event in a few meets. And Antoine Seegers has recently started having some good highlights coming out with the high jump and the hurdles. So we've got a lot of new guys. I mean, we've got all total between boys and girls, I think I've got 67 kids on the team right now. So I know I'm leaving somebody off that I'm not thinking about right at the moment, but we've got a lot of talent out there and a lot of depth to work with.
It seems to be that you've got higher numbers than you've had before.
Right. We've grown over the years. Of course, with COVID, the numbers dropped a lot with the year we came back from COVID, our first season after that. Building on success, we've been in the state championships with a lot of events and scored really well. And the fact that we've brought home two event state titles last year, I think really got a lot of people's attention, and a lot of kids heard about it, saw it, saw the rings and ceremony that we did, and they just wanted to be a part of it. They wanted to be a part of something like that. So winning, encourages more kids to come out. And so the more successful you are, the more kids that you have that come try out. We had to do tryouts this year, and I don't like to generally do that. to where I have to do cuts. But, you know, you're limited on how much space you can have and how many kids you can work with and function with. And so we did have to cut some kids. I mean, at one time I had 130 names of people that were interested, and it was getting quite long a list to work with.
What area are you looking to improve on?
Well, we've actually, this year, we've had improvements in every area. We've been very successful with the sprints over the last few years. We've had a few distance runners that have been really good standouts over the last few years. But the area that we were struggling with the first couple of years I was here was the hurdles, all the hurdle events and the high jump. And we were able to have some success with that last year. We actually had a senior last year, Tristan Wilson, that really stood out in that. But now he's graduated, going on to the Citadel, and all of our hurdlers graduated, and all of our good high jumpers graduated. So we're basically starting over in that. And I do have a new coach that's an intern from the Coker track team, Ariana Williams, that's come over and been a big help for me bridging that gap and trying to divvy up some of the responsibilities of the sprinter side and jump side of the events that we do. And so she's been a big help with that, and the kids have responded really well to the instructions that she's giving. And she can, you know, she's still an athlete and does that stuff still competitively. So she can literally get in there and demonstrate right in front of them how it looks and what it's supposed to look like. And that's a really good thing to have at practice.
What's going to be a difference from last year this year?
Well, I mean, we've got the depth to work with. This year has been, where am I going to put all these kids? You know, and so, where are we going? Because you can only, in most meets, in big track meets, you can only put four kids in each event. But then some of them, like the one we're going to this weekend, limits it to two. So some of the smaller meets, like we did at West Florence this past week, I've been taking some of the younger ones to try to get them some experience, and then limiting the older ones and the more experienced ones on the events they do. And I don't take everybody. For example, our distance group right now, our varsity distance group, does not run on weeknights. They only run on weekend meets, the bigger ones, because I don't want to wear them out and overuse them. I used to try to take them on the weeknight meets, but I would tell them, hey, back off. It's just a workout night. You know, let this race be a workout. And then they'd go out and destroy it and win it. And then they're not good for Saturday. So I've just had to leave some of them home and work with our distance coach, Coach Schnibben, who's new this year too. So we've got four coaches. It's myself, I'm the head coach, and then Coach Eric Brown, who everybody in Hartsville knows, I believe, is our throws coach.
Big coach.
Yeah, he's great to have. He knows everybody, is great. I've always tell people that, he's the most humble man I've ever met in my life, and it's great to have around.
Definitely.
And we brought in two new coaches. I've already mentioned Coach Williams and what a role she plays, and we've got a new distance coach, Dr. Schnibben, who's a professor of mathematics at Francis Marion, who's a great distance runner himself, has come on board and is working with the kids. And honestly, even at his age, at 33, he can still smoke a lot of people in distance runs. So yeah, okay. It's very inspiring. I don't have that ability anymore. I mean, I still run, but I can't go out there and keep up with some of them. So yeah.
Well, he ain't got to worry about beating me.
Nah. I mean, I'm still worried. I'm just trying to, you know, keep my heart beating and everything and looking decent.
A lot of coaches have different philosophies. What is your philosophy on coaching?
Well, there's a lot of things I try to, you know, instill in them is hard work and effort, you know, because what we do is not something you can just, get off the couch and do. There's got to be a lot of work involved in it. If you don't have the work ethic, this is not going to be a good situation for you. You know, nobody's going to even run 100 meters out of shape. You know, it's hard enough to run a good 40 if you're just stepping off the couch. So hard work is a big thing. And beyond coaching, just the life skills of being honest, communication, those kind of things. We struggle with the younger ones a lot is – you know, being open, being honest, and communicating with us, and, you know, just putting effort in. I don't care what your athleticism is. You know, I'm not the kind of coach that only wants the good athletes. I want to be able to develop any kid that wants to come out. And, you know, like I said, I've not liked to do cuts in the past, mm-hmm. so that I could give those kids that just aren't sure about what their abilities are a chance to come out and do something. But we've had good success with that, because you have some kids that are, you know, physically not developed yet in seventh or eighth grade, but they're going to evolve, they're going to develop into that and be a better athlete over time, be better athletically over time. So you try to give them that chance early so they develop a love for it, an interest in it, and they want to be involved in it. So I try to be as inclusive as possible, as we, within limits of, you know, keeping a number that we can manage. But, you know, just basic life skills. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, come up with some crazy philosophy. Just be a decent person and put the effort in, and we'll be all right.
What is your outlook for this season?
Right now, we have several athletes that are doing really well, not just in our local meets, but in the bigger meets that we go to on the weekends. I do anticipate that we will be very competitive for the region. Last couple of years, we've been runners-up in the region. West Florence has been able to get ahead of us with the depth that they've had, and I feel like we are able to catch up to them in that depth. Now we've been, you know, back and forth with them. They've been our region competition. We've been in the state championship the last couple of years with a lot of athletes. I do feel like we have that potential to get back there. It's a different route with track than it is with other sports. You know, with basketball, you go through a playoff system where it's one versus one. With track, you're against every athlete in 4A. You know, and so they narrow it down to, they used to narrow it down to eight. You had to be in the top eight of your event to get to the state. And they've extended that to 16 last year. I don't know why they did it, but they did it. And so they take, you know, the 16 fastest athletes or the 16 longest jumps or highest jumps or whatever you, or longest throws. And so they've extended it to 16. So you do have a few more athletes getting in. But I think with the depth that we have, that, you know, being competitive for the region and getting a lot of athletes to the state championship is something that we can achieve if we stay focused.
Which region team is the toughest to run against?
It's always us and West. I mean, we put on a show everywhere we go. And, you know, Coach Weidman and I have we've both coached at different schools against each other and known each other for a long time. He always puts together a good team. So West is always really good. South Florence has done really well with their sprinters the last few years. North Myrtle Beach and Myrtle Beach are usually going to have some standout distance runners. And so, you know, you've got different qualities from each team, but I feel like when it comes to the completeness of a team, us and Hartsville and West Florence, are, we've been the top two the last few years and have shown a lot, sent a lot of athletes to the state championship too.
After it's all said and done, Coach, what do you want to be remembered for?
I said we're fair about things, you know, that we're doing things right, we're being honest and communicating well, teaching these kids more than just a sport. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, because I wasn't, I'll be honest, like, for example, like, look at my situation, my life, going back to where I'm from and all that. I wasn't a standout athlete, you know, by any means in high school. And just giving these kids a chance to be a part of something, you know, that we gave them a fair shot at things, that we gave, you know, we're teaching them other values other than just the athletic side of it. Just, and I tell kids all the time, I said, just be honest with me, communicate with me. We can do a lot of things if you'll just communicate with me and learn to be, you know, just be a good person about it. That's what I want to know, want kids to take away from things, and that they got a fair shot at things. You know, I'm probably more patient with a lot of the athletes than at times than I probably, I'm known to give them multiple chances to make it right. And so sometimes I do get a little criticism for being, you know, too patient with them. But at the same time, I also try to think about what else are these kids dealing with outside of this track program to to maybe make them be dealing with this or act this way or something like that. So I just try to give it a fair shake. Now, they do know that once they've crossed the line, I'm done. You know, if they've crossed the line, that you know, it's best that you just take a hike and go fix other things that you're working on. But and unfortunately, we do have to go that route sometimes. But I feel like I'm just trying to be as patient as possible. You know.
Okay, what's your favorite quote of all time?
There's a lot of different things that you could apply to that. I mean, there's a bunch of them in history that you, if you look at the, I can't quote it word for word, but Teddy Roosevelt, being a U.S. history teacher, you see Teddy Roosevelt's Man in the Arena speech is something that I think applies not just to athletics, but leadership as a whole. He was doing that from a leadership role as a president of the United States. And if you go back and look at that, it talks about, you know, kind of the way to lead and the way to handle things and a lot of, as a leader. And so that's one of the ones that kind of stands out to me. I don't, you know, say it to the team or whatever, because it's a very long speech and it's got an excerpt from it. And if you mention the word history, you might just like put them to sleep at practice. But just, you know, and other simple things, you know, put the effort in. How they hear me say this all the time too, like, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be better? You know, how bad do you want to get better? You know, so that's the motto you got to have. Do you want it more than the competition? And so there's a lot of different aspects. It just depends on what's going on in the situation as to what kind of quote or saying I might say.
What would you like to let the Red Fox fans know about HHS Trek?
That we are a competitive team. We're a significant team. We're growing. We're doing good things. And keep looking at the results. Unfortunately, we're not able to have home meets, so I'll send out, you know, our if you want to come see us, look at our schedule on the website. We'll be at Waccamaw this weekend. Next Tuesday, we'll be at West Florence again. And then after that, we'll actually be going to April 1st, we're going to CIU, Columbia International University, up in Columbia area. So we've got some – on the weeknights, we're kind of local. We'll go to West Florence and Darlington. We're actually going to have – this was kind of my brainchild earlier this year. I went to – I spoke with the other coaches from Lamar and Darlington about doing a Darlington County School District track meet, just the three of us. And we're going to do that on April 5th. At Darlington.
Okay.
And so that's something new that we haven't done in the before. So, and we're going to have medals and awards, and we're going to have athletes from just these three public schools here in Darlington County School District. So that's something new that I think will be exciting and the kids will enjoy. So that's one that's new thing this year.
Okay, we'll close out. You have any shout outs?
I tell you that we've got a good group of parents. Overall, I will say that we've got some very supportive parents in this program. A few that bring stuff and help us set up or help me get snacks together or help me by taking pictures. Like, for example, Heather Steen is a teacher at the middle school. Her daughter, Emma's on the team, and she comes and she's kind of become our unofficial team photographer and takes hundreds of pictures at track meets and gives the kids so much to look forward with that. They actually look for her at meets. You know, hey, Miss Dean, are you going to come take my picture? Like, the throwers are really, really wanting their pictures done. And then we've got a lot of parents that really step up and help out. Some of them probably they're humble enough to say, you don't have to, you know, give me any credit or anything like that. But, and Heather, of course, is too. She just does an amazing job. And that helps me so much too, to help promote the team. Like, we have a Facebook page for the team. We post a lot of pictures and information on there. And that's helped grow. We've actually had posts and videos that have, without sponsorships added to it, have gotten literally 10 or 15,000 views. Because me as the admin of the page, I get to see what's the post reach and how the posts are doing. And we've had some of our success stories have actually gotten a lot of attention. And just not just in our area, but outside of our area.
Yeah.
You know, so it just shows you the power of social media when you see that kind of data and go back to it. So
We would like to thank you for your time. We hope to see you on the show again.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. This is a unique experience to be able to get the information out there. And I do know a lot of parents say, hey, I heard about track on the, you know, the podcast that they do at school. So some of our parents are listening to it. Our kids are listening to it. So I'm hearing about, you know, the podcast and what you guys are doing over here. So I think the kids like it a lot and the parents appreciate it.
Well, we do it for the people.
Yeah. That's all we can do, right?
Yep.
Well, thank y'all for having me.
No problem.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember, you can listen to Hearts of Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Tucker Polson.
We're out. Boom!